So it still looks like my body hasn't balanced out yet. I lost another pound. So I make 6 pounds of weight loss since, I guess Saturday was when I started, right? The actual cleanse, retreat, cleanse. Anyway, so 6 pounds. I'm all right. We'll see how long this lasts before I start to, you know, even out. Hey, but it feels good. One of the things that I've noticed is that my face has lost its puffiness, right? It was looking puffy, you know, just puffy. And so, which I don't like. I'm not liking my face looking puffy. So I've noticed though already that the puffiness has gone down. The circles underneath my eyes are slowly fading, which is really nice, because that's kind of a sign of liver congestion and some adrenal fatigue. So those are starting to come down now that I have, sorry for the traffic. Hopefully you can hear me just fine. So all the wonderful herbal teas I'm doing, I started integrating some liver into my diet yesterday as planned for stage 1. And of course, all the wonderful coffee enemas and all the things I'm doing to detox. And I am seeing the results in just, this is Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yes, I still count on my hands. 5 days. Not bad. Not even a week yet. And feeling good. So, yeah, I'm feeling just great. I mean, I got energy. And I have just a positivity. And not like this fake toxic positive. Like, oh, all the world is great. Isn't it great? Oh, all is great. I don't mean that. Because I don't live that whole, positive thing. that's not me. So, but I just feel good, you know? My state is excellent. My state is positive. It's a true, sincere, authentic, positive. I want to greet and meet the world. I want to, you know, say hello to all the birdies in the sky. I just feel really good. So, I feel great. I'm really happy that I'm doing this. I've been needing to do this. And I'm realizing how much I've been needing to do this. So, all is well. So what else? I got up and done. I did my yoga this morning. Oh, I am so stiff. So stiff. And I was like, why am I stiffer now than I was when I started on Saturday? Or not yet. Sunday, actually, was the first day I did yoga. I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, I'm really stiff. Well, and I started getting a little down on myself. Like, what's wrong with you? And started to get a little judgy with myself. And I'm like, and I know the answer. I'm like, okay, seriously, Charisse. What happened? You know, what's the story behind my stiffness right now? Well, I've been working out. I've been doing weights. Yesterday, I'm doing weights every other day. And then I'm also going back and doing, I created a class, a Studio Charisse class. Studio Charisse was the name of my performing arts school. And I created a fitness class for my dancers. But it's a great fitness class for anyone, but it's great for dancers, and it's all body weight, some bands, but mainly body weight exercises. So I did that yesterday. I picked up, started doing my workouts that I designed yesterday. I also did, of course, I started doing my footwork again. So I also developed a bar class, which is like a fitness bar class for dancers. It's not really dance, but it's working on flexibility and strength in the feet, working on flexibility in the calf muscles, working on all the different muscles and strengthening and endurance that is dance related. So it also, I used it also for adult bar class, like a fitness class, because it's just a fun class too. So all of these classes that I've designed, my dance classes, my fitness classes, even my yoga class, because my yoga class isn't just yoga, it's Pilates, there's just some sports stretching in there. So it's all kind of a mishmash of all the things that I love. And then, and I put together and developed for my students at Studio Charisse, my performing arts school. But then I started getting the parents wanting to come in and join. And so I said, sure, come on in. So in my fitness classes, I had a lot of parents come in, you know, because they're sitting out in the lobby anyway, waiting for their daughters to, and most of, I mean, I had a few boys, but most, in my acting classes, I had more boys than in my dance classes. But, you know, so they just sit out in the lobby, and I had a big screen TV out in the lobby so they could see what was going on in the classroom. And they're like, I really want to do that class. That looks like fun. And I said, come on and join. So I had dancers in there at all levels, beginners all the way up to, you know, my advanced dancers. And then I also had parents in there who just like have never done a dance class or even really even worked out. So it's great for all levels and for all goals, right? Some my dancers use it obviously to help them in their dance ability, strength and flexibility. And those who are non-dancers were just using it for general, you know, fitness. So anyway, so I started that yesterday. So I'm like, Charisse, come on. Why are you being so hard on yourself? I mean, this, you're starting to work out. You're starting to do your fitness training. You're starting to do your dance training again. Of course you're going to be stiff. That's normal. I know this. I know this. It's funny because, you know, you can know this stuff, and I've known this stuff for over 20 years. I know this. Hello? I have inflammation going because my muscles are sore or whatever. All this is normal. Chill out, you know? But I have to remind myself, it's just so funny. Even if you know the stuff, yeah, you tend to forget it. You know, I mean, it's human nature is what it is. And you learn that, you know, you just learn to just, okay, well, this is just normal. Normal to feel this way, a little disappointed that you feel like you're backtracking, but you're really not. So once my body gets adjusted, it'll go, oh yeah, I remember this is where you want to go, you know, and I'll get back my splits and I'll get back all these things. But, you know, I started to get a little judgy. So I had to step back and remind myself, hey, look at all that you're doing. Of course you're going to be a little stiff. That's okay. Give yourself time. I may take an extra long magnesium bath today when I get home from my meetings, and that'll help to relax the muscles too. So all that being said, feeling good. Let's see, what else? Diet's going really well. I think I'll do one more day on stage one, and then starting tomorrow, I'll start on stage two. And I think that's it. I think that's all I have to say. Today, on a personal level, that's a little more personal, you know, in my heart, is today is my, would have been my mother's birthday. I guess it's still her birthday. And so she will have been gone. She is now have been gone for 2 years. Yeah, that's hard. And I'll connect with my sister, my brother, and my stepdad, and make sure they're doing okay. I'm sure they'll visit the gravesite, put some flowers down, and, you know, we'll just spend some time, you know, together on the phone and honor her. You know, do some wishing well to her, you know. Just send her some loving wishes from our hearts. And that's about it. You know, although I do want to talk about something, and this is going to be just real briefly. You know, I've been thinking today so I know all the stuff. I've been trained in all this stuff, and yet, even still, I get super duper judgmental, you know, of myself sometimes. And like I did today, I started to get there, and I caught myself. And so I started thinking about being judgmental, and not just, you know, of others, and of ourselves, too, and I have to admit, and I'm going to talk about this, I think I'm going to think about it a little bit more and how I want to talk about this, but think about it tomorrow, that, you know, how being judgmental, some people are just judgmental by default. I am one of those people. So, you know, I can be very judgmental, very super critical of people, and always have been. And I, of course, I've learned in time and through my training and through experience that to now learn how to have compassion instead of condemnation, right? And how I did that and why I did that, because, you know, living in a place of constantly judgment, I mean, critical of, you know, somebody's driving too slow or somebody's talking too slow or somebody's moving too slow. Slow, I'm impatient. I have to admit, I'm a little bit impatient. But, you know, someone, you know, is talking too slow or thinking too slow or whatever, that, you know, whatever it is that I'm being judgmental about, you know, really it's poisoning me. It's poisoning me. It makes me not feel good. You know, they may not even be aware that I'm, you know, judging them, but I'm aware. I think maybe on a subconscious level, they're aware too, though, because we put out the energy, you know, and so, but I know that I'm poisoning me with this, you know, judgmental thinking and feeling. And the more that I am judgmental of others, well, I'm also judging myself, right? The same measure that I judge others. Actually, even worse. most of the time, people who are judgmental are doubly hard on themselves. And I have always been that way with me, too. And, you know, until I learned, doesn't mean that I still don't go there, right? I think it's kind of like we have default, you know, settings. And we go, and then I go, oh, wait, I'm going back there. So I'll go there, like I did today with myself, and then I'll catch myself. And so I was going to share with you a little bit about what I do tomorrow. I don't have time today because I got to get off here. About a little bit about how to turn judgment and condemnation into understanding and compassion. And let's be honest, we really need that in today's world, because this world is upside down and inside out and going, moving backwards. And I mean, it's a crazy world we live in right now. And it's really easy to condemn and really easy to judge. I mean, we're so divided in today's world. And while there are, you know, some reasons that we do need to put boundaries and lines in the sand on things, and we don't condone bad behavior, sometimes we benefit and others can benefit and grow and learn and be open to evolving and become their higher self when we tap into our higher self. And that part of ourselves is the compassionate side, not the condemning side. All right, but that's for tomorrow. Listen, have a beautiful, wonderful day. Thank you for hanging in there with my driving, and hopefully the sound is going to be okay. I'm posted anyway. I told you, shooting from the hip. That's what I'm doing. Have a beautiful day, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.